Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
It was also their only number one hit. Power Ballads from the 80s is your artist of the day. Oh, this is good stuff. Thank you both for this treat. It's a tasty little treat. It's like mint chocolate chip ice cream. Oh! Yeah, it does. Remember, they're in the video, they're in bed together.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember.
And they've totally fallen out of love.
Oh, I remember.
And he just kind of gets up and he leaves the bed. And
yeah, it was good.
Because every rose has its thorn.
Mm. Every night has its dawn.
Mm. Every cowboy sings a sad, sad song.
Every rose has its thorn.
Okay. Good job, guys.
Did you hear?
You heard the lyrics that just played.
Listen to my favorite song playing on the radio.
Listen to the DJ say, loves a game of easy come and easy go.
But I wonder, does he know?
Has he ever felt like this?
And I know if you were here right now.
Oh. Could have let you know somehow.
I guess. Did you hear, you weirdo?
You're such a nerd.
Three men have been rescued from a Pacific island after writing SOS in the sand.
Just, they put my initials in the sand?
Just like a movie.
Sam Oliver Stevie?
They're like, what is Sam Oliver Stevie doing down there? Three men have been rescued from a tiny Pacific island after riding a giant SOS that was spotted from above. The men had been missing in the Micronesia archipelago for nearly 3 days. When they're
do you want to try that one again?
No. When their distress
signal. You want to put in archipelago?
When their distress signal, I'm about to give you a distress signal, was spotted Sunday on uninhabited Pike Lot Island by searchers on Australian and U.S. aircraft.
Okay, you want to try that word again?
Nope. The men had apparently set from Pulawat in a 23-foot boat July 30th, and they were trying to go somewhere else when they went off course, the men were found about 118 miles from where they had set out.
And where were they stranded?
In Micronesia.
On a...
archipelago.
Island that's uninhabited.
Archipelago.
Right. The men were found in good condition.
Archipelago.
And a Micronesian patrol vessel went
archipelago
and picked them up. Now, it doesn't say... what they spelled SOS with?
In the sand.
In the sand, Dana.
No, like if it was me, I would gather up coconuts because I would want you to see it from way above.
Okay, maybe they use sticks.
What doesn't say? That's what I'm saying. I'm curious.
Maybe they just dug an SOS into the sand.
Well, yeah, but then the tide comes in, then you got to do it all over again.
You do it higher than the tide.
What are you, archipelago, a stranded on a desert island expert, you weirdo?
Why do you want to get saved if you're on a deserted island?
It
and
is
it's
my
not
initials.
A deserted island. It's a deserted
it
island.
It is a deserted island, and there were only three of them.
You said a deserted.
How long would you last with three men on a deserted island?
I've seen Castaway. I can last a long time.
No, you could not. You could not spear a fish,
well
and
said.
You could not find a source of water. You would die of dehydration.
Deserted.
He's got an attitude lately, buddy.
Deserted.
If I had a coconut right now,
archipelago.
I would punch you in the face with it.
It's a
deserted archipelago.
I'd be dead in 4 days.
You would?
Yep.
Tom Hanks wasn't.
Yeah, he that survived. Was a movie. Oh, wait, maybe there's video of the SOS. Stand by. Stand by. Three sailors drew the SOS in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there it is. Look, it says SOS.
Oh, God.
Okay, that's not bad. Look at that. You can see it from a helicopter.
And look, they put it up in the sand far enough so that the tide couldn't get to it.
Yeah, those were smart deserted island men.
What island were they on?
A deserted one.
You mean a... deserted?
I did not say deserted. This is from the New York Times. Here's a useful tip. If you ever find yourself stuck on an uninhabited island in the Pacific, it turns
Stay
out
there.
That writing SOS in giant letters on the sand works. At least it did this past weekend. Their boat ran out of fuel and then drifted off course.
Does SOS really stand for Save Our Ship?
Or Soul?
Or Samuel Oliver Stevie.
Yeah, I like that one better.
Sam, will you look up what SOS really stands for?
The men are said to be mariners from the Micronesian island of Pulap. What kind of mariner are you if your boat runs out of gas? You suck at being a mariner, sir.
You're not very good, apparently. But you typed in SOS.
Although SOS officially is just a distinctive Morse code sequence that is not an abbreviation for anything, in popular usage, it is associated with phrases such as save our souls or save our ship.
Huh.
But like, if you're typing in, check that, let me rephrase. If you're writing SOS on the shore, you've probably already lost your ship.
Yeah, that's how you got there.
You know what? The New York Times article goes into three or four other people who have shown up missing in Micronesian waters and have written help or SOS in the sand. They need to put like a surveillance camera in Micronesia. This is apparently a very popular place to get
stranded.
Stranded. Yeah.
Somebody writes in the three-letter combination for SOS is the shortest combination in Morse code.
Yeah, it's boop, boop, boop.
I'm sorry? So the S sounds just like the O?
I have no idea.
Or is it long, short,
archipelago.
Long?
I literally have no idea. Again, I would last 4 days stranded on
you couldn't do it?
No.
You could not
no.
do it?
Oh my God, no. I would just start screaming until I died.
It's dot, 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 line, 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 dot, dot, dot.
So it's, wait. Dot, 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 line, 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 dot, dot, dot. I know my Morse code.
Yeah, that's you.
Seriously. Dot, 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 line, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Which means nothing unless the person receiving that signal understands what you're saying. I'd be like, are there mice in the walls? What is tapping? You would be screwed if you tried to Morse code me.
You are so funny.
No, that'd be meep, meep, meep. Meep,
meep, meep, meep.
What is that tapping?
Meep, meep, meep. What the hell is that? Going on around here. Sam, we have a request coming in on the power ballads. Somebody wants to hear Is This Love by Whitesnake. And I'm willing to go 1980s total KY102 rock radio.
Ooh.
And open up the text line to your requests.
Oh, God.
Can I play that one when I already scheduled to play it?
Dan Weinbaum is texting about SOS. You
yeah,
know,
I know.
You oh know he
God.
Knows Morse code.
Oh
you know with 100% certainty that Dan Weinbaum knows Morse code.
Here, let me send him a message.
I'm sorry for saying line. It's dash, dash, dash.
Oh, no, he's corrected you already.
Oh, I see that.
Because Dan knows Morse code.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here goes a message to Dan. Leave me alone, you crazy bastard.
That is not what you would want to say if you were stranded on a
no, that's what I just that's what I just Morse
desert coded. Island. Dan wants to know who from KMBZ would you want to be stranded with on a deserted island.
Why do you think Dan asked that question?
He wants us to say him.
Duh.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest, Scott. I love you, and I love Sam.
I know it's not me.
If you were actually stranded.
And I had to be stranded with somebody from the radio station?
You would want to be stranded with Dan because he, first of all.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. There would have to be some rules placed on the level of conversing stranded island. However, did you know that the Archipelago Islands were first settled in.
It's archipelago.
Whatever!
Okay.
Archipelago.
It would have to be Dan. Because Dan knows Morse code.
Oh, my God.
Dan probably knows how to build a fire with one stick.
I'd rather die.
He could spear your fish.
I mean, you don't want Scott because he's not even going to come with closed-toed shoes.
No, I'm going with Dan. If I'm on a desert island, I'm going with Dan.
Can it be somebody that doesn't work here anymore?
No, it has to be someone
who currently works at KMBZ?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How long are you stranded?
For life.
Oh.
Dana is backing up that Dan choice.
Oh,
right
for
quick.
Life?
I'm going with Grayson. Either Grayson or Sam.
Yeah.
Because Sam's young.
Sam is young.
See, Sam could climb a tree and get a coconut. Grayson's not young and not fit.
Right, and you could eat him when he died.
Right.
Plus, he plays guitar.
I could cook him. You play guitar?
No, Grayson does.
Oh, I don't
He's
care.
He's amazing.
Well, yeah.
He's not going to have a guitar.
This ain't Gilligan's Island, honey.
That FedEx box is not going to float up with a guitar in it.
You know what would be really great right now? A guitar.
No, I would Sam because he could get the coconuts down. And I kind of like Sam. I don't think you're good for coconut hunting.
I'd be dead in 4 days.
I would kill myself.
In a day.
Deserted. Archipelago.
Year was 1988. The band is from Philadelphia. They were found by Bon Jovi, who got them their first record contract. I know way too much about this crap.
Love the song.
A story here out of Kansas City. A teenager was riding in the bed of a pickup truck when he was thrown from the vehicle near a Kansas City park in mid-July. The story gets weirder, though. But police were not notified of his death until a week later. Now they're looking for help in determining what happened in the fatal crash. Gabriel Valdez, 19 years old of Independence, God bless him, was taken to the hospital in a private vehicle after he was injured about 2:30 in the morning on July 23rd at Mark McHenry Park, near the intersection of Old Tiffany Springs Road and North Childress. Valdez, this is according to a tweet from the police department, Valdez was riding in the back of a pickup truck on July 23rd when he was ejected. No one ever called police.
Oh.
Someone dropped him off at the hospital.
He died. Wouldn't the hospital have called police?
Well, that's where I'm about to go. Valdez died at the hospital later that day. Police were not notified. Keep in mind, this is July 23rd, okay? Police were not notified until Friday, July 31st, more than a week after Valdez's death.
Oh.
Why did the hospital not call the police department?
I don't know.
They had to know that these were not natural causes, right?
Yeah.
He was taken. Which hospital did it say he was taken to? Was it North Kansas City? It doesn't say what hospital he was taken to. Why would the hospital not call the police?
I don't know, because if someone, they literally just dumped him off at the hospital and left.
Probably, yeah.
Wouldn't there also be surveillance of that?
Probably, yes.
Is that illegal, by the way?
Riding in the back of a pickup truck?
Yes.
I think it is now. It obviously was not when we were younger.
No.
Because I did it a lot.
You did?
Oh, sure. We used to surf in the back of pickup trucks.
Oh, God, Scott.
Dan, I'm not saying that I was the smartest cat in the litter. I did not treat this thing like a temple. Have we not gone over this before?
We've gone over that.
You never surfed in the back of a truck?
No.
Like in Teen Wolf?
No, Scott. No.
Oh. I thought everybody did that.
No.
How do you surf in the back of a truck?
You stand up.
Oh, yeah. Strong imagination. Okay.
You go down a dirt road, and they get up to a speed of probably 40, 50 miles an hour, and then they tell you to stand up. They open up the back window to the truck. You know, you have a little sliding glass window there.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, parks you up.
What I don't get, so he goes in, because Kansas City Police Department corrected this on Twitter. He dies July 23rd. Police were notified July 31st.
8 days
later. And of course they're asking if anyone knows anything to call, but wouldn't it just be his buddies? I hate to say that. I mean,
yeah, pretty much.
Who's the buddy with a pickup truck?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't randomly be riding in the back of a stranger's pickup truck, would you?
That would be correct. That is correct.
This is a huge stretch here, unless he was catching a ride.
576. I'm not saying he was surfing. I don't know.
No,
how
it just
he
says
was,
he was riding, he was ejected. And it was 3 a.m.
Right. You can write your own script there. 576-7798. Oh my God, it just keeps getting better. Power Ballads from the 80s is your artist of the day on this Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Nice choice, you two.
So clear.
Okay, we don't need that.
Was there a dumber video in the history of videos where he says, I've been running around in circles in my mind, and it shows his head with a little man in it running around in a circle?
Yeah, you may not have seen the video for Starships. we built this city.
So bad.
You may not have seen the video for Separate Ways by Journey.
Yeah, the 80s was not...
There were some videos that probably should not have been made. Yeah. But there were some great videos, too. Thriller was great. When Doves Cry was a great video.
Mm-hmm. Remember him naked in that bathtub?
Like a Prayer by Madonna. That was a great video.
Very controversial.
Mm-hmm. Black Jesus.
Black crying Jesus.
Mm-hmm. First of all, Jesus never cried, and Jesus wasn't black.
Well, in Madonna's world, he was and did.
And I couldn't care less if Jesus cried or if he was black. I'm kidding.
I just want to update. We're not looking to make this a topic because I don't know what the hell the topic would be. They have updated the death toll and injury report in Beirut after that massive explosion. And if you have not seen it, it's on all of our social media platforms. The last update that I saw said 50 deaths and 2,500 injured.
50?
There's no way that's the final. I'm sorry, there's no way. There's no way that is the final
Well, I think
number.
They said at least, an emphasis on at least.
It's just.
I'm telling you, that is not a fireworks explosion.
Mm-mm.
Although you had a good point. Had that been a nuclear explosion,
it's not a nuclear.
It would have gone
either.
Way wider than it did. It looks like a mushroom cloud when it goes off.
It does. Yes, it does.
But the devastation is many, many blocks, not a mile.
First of all, if it was a nuclear explosion,
everything would be gone
for probably 15 miles.
Right. And you can still see cars. You can see, you know.
Sam, can you look up the radius of a nuclear explosion? I believe with, you know, obviously it's different than what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which was a nitrogen bomb. But I believe a nuclear explosion with 2020 technology goes about 15 to 20 miles. So, like, if they were going to blow up downtown Kansas City, we might as well just grab some beers and kiss our ass goodbye. We're out.
The interior minister now says ammonium nitrate likely caused at least one of the explosions amid reports that hospitals are too damaged to treat patients.
Somebody says it's obvious that there were fireworks going off before the big blast. And you kind of see that.
There are little tiny boop, 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 boop blasts within the smoke plume.
And then kaboom. Somebody says Sam's going to be on the terror list now.
Because he's looking
that up. Yeah, why?
Because you're looking that up on intercom property.
Hey, my name is not on this computer.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
The scale of damage caused by the blast is huge, with buildings miles from the port in ruin. Miles, plural, from the port in ruin. Lebanon's prime minister has suggested a warehouse that authorities claim was the source of the blast had been the subject of warnings going back to 2014. Mm-hmm. He said he would reveal facts about that warehouse soon, but does not want to preempt an investigation. And there was some chatter on Twitter that, yes, it was, there were fireworks there, but there were also other things in there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
By the way, from what I'm seeing, it depends on the size of the bomb, obviously.
Also, the FBI's at the door.
Sam, they need to see you up front for a second, if you don't mind.
A man in a very dark suit.
He's wearing sunglasses.
Should I collect my
thoughts? On an otherwise cloudy day.
On an otherwise cloudy day. He does not look happy.
Oh.
All right. Sam, see what these people want to talk about for a second. Then we'll get to the Cardinals here in just a minute.
Yeah, what are they thinking?
Well, they're thinking, I don't feel like having COVID today. I'm telling you, man, I've said this for months. Nobody's taking this stuff seriously.
Yes. Do you know what? The was it the, not the NBA, which sports league was it that has hired basically a babysitter, a full-time babysitter to make sure the players don't leave the hotel? We just talked about this the other day, and they called it a compliance officer, which is basically an adult babysitter.
It wasn't the NHL. It's not the NBA. It's not MLS, because all of them are bubbled.
Maybe it was baseball that's hired a compliance officer to make sure they don't leave the hotel. And we're seeing why, because they just released some facts surrounding the St. Louis outbreak. And apparently several of the teammates decided to go to a casino.
Hmm. Dave in Liberty, what's up, man?
Hey, what about that bombing and but the explosion in Beirut? One of the guys that I worked with was saying that he read a report that they were saying that there had been confiscated explosives that were being stored in a facility right by where that explosion happened. So I don't know if they had confiscated the explosives from a ship or cargo area, because you can see the ocean is
right
by where they were, but it was supposedly being stored by that facility. So it could have initially been the fireworks, and then it detonated what else was in that warehouse. But that was a report that he was reading.
Well, and that's a brilliant idea, is to put confiscated explosives in the same warehouse where you have a bunch of fireworks.
Well, maybe not necessarily the same warehouse, but it might have been
close enough
in that location. Sure, yeah. Because it would make sense that if you have an area that's designated as an explosive area, or a compound where you're doing that
sure.
If you were to confiscate something, that you would want to keep it in what you would believe would be a safe location, and what would be safer as far as they're concerned than an explosives factor.
Until there's a fire, and CNN's Ben Weideman, who is based in Beirut, was in the bureau about a kilometer away before the blast. He reported on CNN that people were tweeting photos of a fire in the port about 15 minutes before the massive blast shook the building, destroying the bureau. He described a large red cloud hanging low over the city. The city is in a state of panic. The city is in a state of shock. And windows were blown out of buildings, Scott, 6 miles away.
Mm.
Wow. Chris Ketz just tweeted, death toll is now more than 60 and more than 3,000 injured.
Man.
Story here regarding the St. Louis Cardinals. Reports from John Heyman and Jerry Hairston Jr. say the St. Louis Cardinals took an ill-advised trip to a casino before their most recent COVID-19 outbreak, although it is not proven to be the cause. Hairston Jr. first said on August 1st, so 4 days ago, that some Cardinals went to a casino. Now a Cardinals beat writer says the team will sit and wait, just like the Phillies did while they underwent continued testing. In addition, Ken Rosenthal reports that Tuesday's game between the Cardinals and the Tigers is now in jeopardy. And I think you and I were talking yesterday, Dana. I was watching ESPN yesterday, and I believe it was Doug Glanville who pointed out that some teams have already played 10 games. Some teams have only played 3.
Right. So at the end of this, quote, season, how do you square that?
I don't know. 576-7798. 576-7798.
When lights go down, I see no reason for you.
It was 1986. The band was Europe. They changed, my friend.
My friend.
Whoa. So dumb. We're so dumb.
Did you see in Wyoming?
Oh, what's going on over there?
That a dozen people have been hospitalized after they got in one of those damned hot air balloons.
Why hospitalized because of what?
Because it came crashing down, Scott.
I didn't know if it was COVID or not, Dana.
What, like they got COVID in a balloon?
Yeah. You're kind of in a compacted area.
No, I would actually rather have COVID than fall to my death in a balloon filled with gas.
What is your deal with hot air balloons?
They crash. That's what they do. They go up and they fall down.
No, that's not true.
Three hot air balloons carrying a total three. Not one, not two. All three.
Three hot air balloons.
Carrying a total of 36 people.
Okay, that's too many people.
Crashed into the ground on Monday morning. Authorities received a call just after 8 a.m. that three sightseeing balloons had gone down near the foothills, 12 miles northwest of Jackson. Of the 36 people on board the balloons, 11 were taken to the hospital. One was transported to a level one trauma center. It appears the pilots experienced an unexpected downdraft of winds that forced the balloons down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much money would I have to pay you?
$10 trillion. And then I still wouldn't do it.
What is your fear of hot air balloons? Would you?
One of them like hits a power line or a tree, or there's some downward draft in winds, and everyone dies.
Would you rather parachute out of an airplane or go up in a hot air balloon?
I would not do either. That's not what I asked. Ridiculous risks that I'm not willing to take.
I understand. That's not what I asked. Would you rather parachute out of an airplane or go up in a hot air balloon?
Neither.
Dana.
I'd rather eat roadkill. I'm not doing it. Listen to this quote.
Raw or cooked?
Raw. Okay. Listen to this quote. Our captain fell out of the basket while we were in it.
Did he survive?
We bounced and went back up in the air.
I bet he bounced too.
By ourselves. The captain was yelling, pull the red ropes. We tipped over and then we had to get out because of the fire. Cause of the accident's under investigation. Let me tell you the cause of the accident. You went up in a balloon.
During a 12-year span from 2000 to 2011.
9 billion of those things fell out of the sky.
169 hot air balloon crashes were reported.
169 too many.
It's safer than driving a car.
I will drive a car all day, every day, and twice on Sundays. There is something about being up in the air in a balloon mixed with fire and gas. No.
How do you think you fly in a plane?
It's not a balloon. It's a metal tube, so it's okay.
Filled with
fire and gas.
Totally different.
Much more gas.
A lot more gas and a lot more fire.
Yes, of course. Yes.
And it goes a lot faster.
It does, and much higher for that matter.
How do you think you fly in an airplane? That's fire and gas.
And a lot of altitude.
And a lot of altitude.
I have absolutely no problem flying on an airplane.
Or driving in a car.
I'd fly on an airplane all day long.
Do you know how a car moves? It's fire and gas. Mm-hmm.
Combustion, yes.
On the ground, yes.
An airplane is 33,000 feet up.
And are heavily regulated.
And are heavy.
I got no problems with air travel.
And you know what? Unless you've got Sully behind the wheel, you ain't coming down alive.
No, I totally disagree with that. In fact, the last pilot who saved the plane after a woman got sucked out of the window, remember that?
I don't think she survived.
Yes, the woman that got sucked out of the plane didn't. But the pilot was a woman and safely brought that entire craft down and everyone else survived.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they're trained for that exact kind of thing.
From the text line, Sam, this is the FBI. When can we schedule an interrogation on your internet search?
:
nuclear bomb radius.
From 8267, can I request I'll Be There for You by Aerosmith?
1998.
You may not. First of all, it was not 1998. It was 1988,
right.
And it wasn't Aerosmith. It was Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
You could request Tesla's Love Song. That would be appropriate because love is all around you, knocking at your door.
I was thinking of the number one power ballad. I forgot what it was called.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. It was I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which is you hate that song.
Number one of all time.
First of all, that was from 1993, and you can't play that because it's a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. So we are not playing that song.
That fell flat, like a balloon careening to the ground.
Released in 1998.
My death. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.